Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team.
You know, real quick, just getting back to that last segment about the NILs, you know, name, image, likeness for college kids now, and they capitalize on that, and guys are cashing in. Does that mean that this is now going to extend into high schools? Right?
Eventually.
So, I mean, like, let's say, for example, our alma mater, Jason and I went to DeMatha. Is Pete Strickland now going to arrange a car deal for, you know, stud freshmen that he brings in?
Like, I don't know if the coach will arrange it.
Is that out of bounds? Maybe each individual conference will outlaw it, you know? Maybe the WCAC will
say may not be allowed right now. But that's the way it's trending.
I mean, sure. I don't see why it's not allowed right now. Unless they'd have to make a specific...
Maybe just because their kids are minors, for the most part, in high school.
Minors can make money.
Yeah, they can still work.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't see why a kid right now, a 15-year-old kid, couldn't arrange... Like, the top recruits in the area and in the country.
Of course.
Football, basketball, of course, all the big revenue sports. That's crazy, man.
Yeah, why couldn't the Bronny James?
Yeah. You think Bronny's not going to... Well, he already signed... Didn't he sign a big deal with the
I thought he was some sort of gamer.
Yeah.
I think he's on the team.
Yeah, he's probably getting paid a boatload of money, right?
Yeah, not that he needs it, but yeah.
Yeah. But, like, if you're Bronny, Bronny's going to have...
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to extend down to high... Maybe some high school coaches know what the rules are. Maybe each conference will have their own rules regarding it to try to keep that at bay. And then imagine how that'll trickle down to like AAU stuff, right? That's already borderline criminal.
That'll be the Wild West.
Oh my God!
If you're a school or a high school, you better have like a business and marketing official like on the payroll to help take care of all of this and help present deals to kids and stuff like that.
It's a whole bag. I mean, I know a guy that's in the basketball world, and he says he just would not believe like just how shady. Just how, I mean, you know, we know about, but like just how shady
the shoe companies
is.
Have been doing it forever and agents.
Well, yeah, just the agents and the AAU guy. I mean, just, it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Seedy.
Yeah.
Seedy
underworld. And it's only going to get worse now.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, maybe you're a high school coach and you know the rules because we aren't necessarily aware of it, but I definitely think it's trending that way. I mean, if college players can do it, eventually someone's going to make an argument, well, why can't I get a deal?
Well, yeah, because in high school you wouldn't do it because you wouldn't want to jeopardize your college eligibility. Well, now that's not an issue. So that's off the table. So I would think it would extend down to high school kids immediately.
I mean, if you're the top high school basketball player in the D.C. area, why wouldn't Eastern Motors give you a spot?
Of course they would. Of course they would. If you're I think if you're the top lacrosse player, you might get sponsored by, you know, one of these lacrosse companies. Why wouldn't they? Warrior lacrosse.
Don't know anything about that world. I would have no idea the top lacrosse players.
Sport. Each individual sport, whatever it is.
I couldn't see them getting many TV ads.
The top tennis. You might not get a TV ad, but you'll use their sticks
right
wherever you go.
We should be more concerned about NIL for DJs.
Yes. Okay?
Less concerned about athletes. Let's up our profile. Let's try to up our portfolio
a
little bit.
Let's go from the NIL to the NFL. And CBS Sports put out an article about the most overrated teams heading into the season, mm-hmm. looking at the odds. And it's interesting. They lead off talking about Lurch's Niners. Super Bowl odds, plus 1,400. Their over-under win total is 10. A lot of hype for this team.
Hold on. Who's the over-under win total?
The 49ers.
Yeah. Okay.
A lot of hype for this team because they had a lot of injuries last year. And the thought is if they get all their guys back, they return to where they were a couple of years ago. Of course, they drafted Trey Lance, who Cake says will start in week one. We'll see how it develops there between Jimmy G.
It's a grasper.
And Trey Lance. They point out in this article two things. Number one, and you can discount this, but they did lose their defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh.
So, yep. He's in Detroit.
Jets.
Yeah, Jets. Jets.
Head coach
Sorry.
Of the Jets now.
Sorry. Yep. Jets.
And they also lose Richard Sherman, who obviously we just saw the video and has gone off as a nutcase, but he played like an all-pro last year, or at least a couple seasons ago.
Yeah, he was okay. It's basically because Garoppolo is healthy. Because when Garoppolo was healthy a couple of years ago, they went to the Super Bowl. So if you get your quarterback healthy and he can play a full season, your starter, then you know you're obviously you're going to have the expectations. They also had injuries to Kittle last year, Bosa, Greenlaw. They had a bunch of guys on defense that were hurt. But it starts with Garoppolo.
I don't know why this team is on the list as an overrated team because I don't know that I've rated them high, okay. But that's just me personally. They've got the Broncos on their list. Their Super Bowl odds are plus 2,500.
Well, they explain on the list that a lot of people are assuming Aaron Rodgers might go there. So that's why the odds are a lot lower than what they should be.
And they have weapons on offense, but I can't rate them that high with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock.
The overrated notion comes from the odds that they're giving in Vegas. Like, you wouldn't expect the Broncos to be 25-1, but they are because of the Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, their win totals on their regular season win total on FanDuel is 8.5. I don't know if they get to 9 wins.
I don't know.
Do they have for Washington from FanDuel?
I think.
I'm going over 8.
We're getting to 9.
Gone well over 8.
Let's see. Let me see if they're adjusted.
We're getting to
9.
I'm into the double
digits. Actually,
it's
been adjusted. It's 8.5 now.
That's fine. I'm still going to 9. Yep. Not going to affect it.
The Patriots are on this list. Now, their Super Bowl odds are plus 3,000. Now, last year, they weren't awful. They were just under 500. Cam Newton says he's the healthiest he's ever been.
He's going to be poop.
They've added Hunter Henry at tight end. They've added Jonnu Smith at tight end. They, of course, draft Mac Jones at quarterback. They added Nelson Aguilar, Kendrick Bourne at wide receiver. They may not have a number one. And then on defense, they brought in Matt Judon, Kyle Van Noy, Jalen Mills, Dante Hightower's back, Stephon Gilmore. They could be a surprising team with Bill Belichick.
Well, weren't they night and day before their COVID hit?
Yeah, a bunch of guys opted out last year.
Yeah, a bunch of guys opted out.
And then when Cam punt season.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Cam went out, when he came back, he just wasn't the same Cam. But like the first 4 or 5 games.
He had a few moments where he thought, maybe they'll figure out how to utilize him.
Correct.
But then I remember seeing, remember that video they had of him juxtaposed with Mac Jones in mini camp? Mac Jones was just throwing seeds for touchdowns, and Cam was just overthrowing his receivers.
Well, this article made me think yesterday, I want to hear the Junkies' most overrated and most underrated teams.
Well, the team I'm very curious to see who I think could fall back a little bit, and no one's picking them because everyone's just assuming they're the next great thing, is the Bills. Are they going to be able to duplicate what they did last year? We're all just assuming that Josh Allen is going to be a superstar. That's who he is, and maybe it is. I'm not saying it's not, but this is a big year for them.
I think my most overrated team, and it might just be from sitting in this room, is the Washington football team.
Uh-huh.
They made the playoffs last year as a sub-500 team. They didn't upgrade the quarterback, in my mind, to somebody that's going to make a significant difference. I think they're going to probably be a sub-500 team again, and I think a lot of people... I mean, we've heard from all these experts. They're picking them to win the division. They're picking them, to win 10, 11, maybe even 12 games if you're Cakes. I don't buy into it with Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Well, I think you have to look at, what a FanDuel, what are the books saying? And the books are saying 8.5. So if you think that's overrated, okay. But I don't think you could say most people think 10, 11, 12 games. Some people do, but not most. I don't think most.
Yeah,
think
I would.
That.
I would agree with that because the win totals kind of tell you where Vegas thinks they are. So if they're at 8.5, they basically think they're a 500 team. But if you want to look at, you know, number one seeds or to get to the Super Bowl or like win a Super Bowl, San Francisco is way up there.
And like I see the Bills at 11. That's the number for the Bills. I see the Ravens at 11. If those teams fall short, I think they're big.
So you think the Bills are overrated?
Potentially. Potentially because Josh Allen was just dynamite last year. Diggs, right?
You think he takes a step back?
Maybe. Maybe. I also think Justin Herbert might take a step back. And I'm a huge fan of Justin Herbert.
If you want to chime in with your most overrated teams heading into the season, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the Gambit DC listener lines. I get what you're saying about the odds, but this list that CBS Sports put out included the Patriots, and I think the odds were, or their win total's 9.
You know what?
So are you really overrating them?
I'm going under 11 and a half for Tampa.
Under 11 and a half wins?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, everyone has them penciled in for the Super Bowl already.
Yeah, I think that's crazy.
Well, just because they're bringing everybody back.
I know, but they just got hot at the right time. God bless them, and I know that's what Brady does. But
I'm going to throw in the overrated pile another NFC East team. I think the Cowboys are being overhyped.
Yes.
Because I don't think you can just take a defense that was allowing 30 points per game, like that one was, and revamp them in one offseason. I know they drafted Micah Parsons. I know Dan Quinn comes over to take over the defense.
Seems like there's a lot of holes to plug.
But
they plugged the biggest one, which is a quarterback.
I have question marks as to whether Dak can come back at 100%.
Yeah, he's coming back, but you don't know how he is going to, if he's going to be the same or if he's going to be different from his injury.
The way he was scorching people before his injury, then I'm going to change my stance.
Dak Prescott doesn't play cornerback. He plays quarterback.
But they only finished one game back of Washington in the division. With all of those atrocities last year, don't you think they can improve by at least one or two games?
Not sure. I just don't know if you can fix that defense.
I think they
can.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067, give us a call on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, somebody sent me a link to a story that says the National Federation for High School Athletes says that high school athletes are not able to profit from their name, image, and likeness, at least according to them.
I tweeted that guy back, and I just wrote three letters.
Yeah.
Y-E-T. Yet.
Yeah,
like it's probably going to change eventually.
I agree with
right now they can't, but eventually somebody's going to make an argument and say, why are you taking away my ability to make money?
Yeah.
And if I can make money that's somehow connected to the school, I mean, maybe it's tougher. I don't know the difference between public schools, private schools. It's all kind of above my head. But, you know, if you're a hoops player, even if you're in a public school, let's say – Well, let's say me. Like, I was a mediocre high school athlete, but I played two sports. Let's say freaking some gas station in Bowie wanted to sponsor me. Why couldn't I take the money?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think eventually it will turn out.
You can certainly do that. Yeah. There are always workarounds, JP. You know this.
Now, you know,
they wouldn't have got much bang for their buck with my senior year of baseball.
Probably not. It's probably a bad investment on their part.
I quit after five games.
Well, I mean, right. You couldn't take the money if it's against the rules, and you would be ineligible.
But I'm saying eventually, I'm sure
maybe
that somebody
they
will
lift it.
Take
yeah.
it to court maybe. And say, why are you challenge taking it. Away my ability to make money when I've got this gas station that wants to pay me money because right. I'm playing high school baseball.
Well, the great example
but that
is
could take years.
The car deal that you talked about here in D.C.
Eastern Motors.
Yeah. They represent all the local guys.
Yeah, they so get a stud college player.
Right. It's a great example.
Or they could get some stud 7-footer who's at DeMatha tearing it up or whatever.
So you remember I've told you a million times that when I go through tunnels, my big fear is, and I always think about it, is it flooding with water and just drowning in a tunnel?
It's a real
did
fear.
Did that
it's
happen somewhere?
In China, and they were in like their subway, they had 2 feet of rain, and you could see 12 people drowned. Mm. They're in the underground, subway area. It's filled with water. There are people in their subway cars up to their neck in water. And 12 people drowned.
Wow.
Yeah, so can terrifying. You imagine how terrifying you'd be? You're on a train underground in that tube, and it starts filling with water to the point where it's up to your waist, it's up to your neck, and you don't know if it's going to stop or is it just going to keep coming. There's about another 2 feet of air left. Before you're
dumped
off.
Something straight out of a movie.
That's straight out of a horror movie.
It's terrifying.
Straight out of a horror movie. And where did I see? Was it in New York City where they were flooding like last week and people were walking down in the subway?
Yeah, New York City. Yeah, I saw the same.
People were walking into it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I'm like, are you insane? Get an Uber.
You should be running away from it.
Yeah.
As much as you can. I don't care where you need to be or what appointment you might miss.
Yeah.
You don't wade down into.
If you see
the subway when it's filling up with
water.
Yeah,
I saw people like climbing over the turnstiles, right. Still trying to catch the train.
That's where you spring for an Uber or you grab a cab.
Right. Or hoof it.
Right. Use your 2 feet.
Yeah, the overhead shots of this city are incredible. The effect that natural disasters have on the planet is unbelievable.
In Zhangzhou, is that what you looked up?
Yes.
Well, I guess it was a week or so ago you saw the clips out of Germany.
Yeah, Belgium and Germany get crushed.
I didn't even pay attention.
Yep. I mean, hundreds of people died.
Yeah, that's horrifying.
And just towns just absolutely devastated. I saw, is it the Chancellor of Germany, Merkel? I can't remember if it's the Prime Minister.
Sounds right.
I feel like she's a Chancellor.
I don't know the difference.
And she was at the sites like I was crying.
Chancellor right. doesn't sound as silly as Prime Minister or President.
Right.
Chancellor sounds like you're topping out at some sort of local.
I think
like,
she is, though.
Yeah, I think you're right.
By the way,
did you notice yesterday the sun?
Chancellor.
And the haze?
The did what?
You, well, the haze is definitely moving in from the wildfires out west.
Yeah, the wildfire smoke and the haze is affecting us. I don't know if you noticed the sun yesterday, but it was just kind of a dull orange.
I never looked at it.
Yeah, it's the wildfire smoke.
I was out from like 5:30 to 6:30 outside, but I didn't look.
Yeah, I definitely noticed it driving home. And
so is this smoke, like, is it close to us or we're just seeing it from afar?
No, it's coming all the way across the country.
Uh-huh.
And it's affecting the mid-Atlantic. Now, it should push out a little bit by tomorrow, but today you're going to notice it.
So today it's going to be like foggy, essentially.
Kind of just, I wouldn't say foggy, kind of just a hazy.
Overcast?
A more distinct haze than it usually is.
I think it was yesterday or a few days ago that some of that haze moved into Toronto. And it became the second smoggiest place on the planet.
Wow.
Because of the residue from the fires out west.
Yeah,
it's crazy. It's
amazing that smoke can move 3,000 miles.
I know it was controversial at the time, but when Al Gore put out that movie, An Inconvenient Truth, it certainly does seem like we're trending in that direction. More disasters, more heat.
Yeah, I don't
and
know.
And you read these reports about the coast. I mean, it may take 20, 30, 40 years to get there, but it doesn't look good.
Yeah, I don't know. I literally know nothing about it.
If you bought a house on the coast in certain places, you're going to be sweating your future 20 or 30 years.
Well, I think more probably your grandkids that pass the house
20
down
or 30
to.
Years.
Yeah. You might not be, but your kids
if
might
If I
be.
Could afford it, I'd risk that. I would buy a house on the coast.
Beach property?
I wouldn't buy one in the West Coast. I would buy one on the East Coast.
And you see there are certain parts of like in the Outer Banks where they have these homes that are on the stilts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like, they're right on the beach.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, that is a dicey, that's a dicey purchase.
Yep.
Yeah, your house is basically being held up by toothpicks.
Toothpicks. Like, like where the waves hit all the time.
I know.
Like, who built those there?
And there's sand erosion.
Yeah, I mean,
the beach starts creeping closer and closer.
There's no way those things are going to last.
Bung, bung, beach.
That's just lighting your money on fire, Cakes.
Yeah, probably is.
Jason, did you see the Tiger Jada Pinkett Smith video that came out yesterday? Probably not.
Did not.
Because you're not on social.
I was on the golf course all day, so, I stayed away from social.
Remember, the two or three days before his car accident, he was out there shooting like a round with Tiger where he played golf with Spade, with Dwayne Wade, with Jada Pinkett Smith. And so Golf Digest yesterday released, it's like 24 minutes of him playing, you know, nine holes or whatever it is with Jada, giving her tips, talking about life.
It looked like he was having fun.
Yeah, he looked fine.
He looked sober, like he was on anything.
I can't wait to see the Wade one because I remember when they tweeted something that day and he looked like he was high as a kite with Wade. But with Jada, he looked just pretty normal. It looked like he was enjoying himself or whatever, but it's just kind of interesting to see Tiger let his guard down a little bit, even though he had cameras.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you'll be interested. So it's just on Golf
so
Digest.
So this was the day before the accident?
This was the day before or 2 days before. I don't know which day he shot the Jada one, which day he shot the David Spade one.
The day before. It was the day before. It was February 22nd.
Yeah. So I would check it out.
Tilting.
Why?
Because
it reminds you of...
No, it's because this could be the last time, the last rounds of Tiger's life are with David Spade.
I don't think that's
right. And I'll always think about that.
You really think it really affects you?
Yeah, it actually does. Well, my childhood hero goes out limping with Jada Pinkett Smith.
Limping.
Yeah. I think Valdez, he may never be the same, but I think he'll make a return. The guy, he even talks about it. His life is always about coming back.
Can you imagine the ratings for his first, if he gets back, the ratings for his first round
back?
It'd
be huge. Now, it's getting
the guy from
more
Just
difficult.
Shoot Me. Yeah. That's his last round.
I'm willing to take all comers. He will play again on the PGA Tour. I'm willing to say he's going to win for sure because, you know, it's so hard. He's getting old.
Well, you know, that's his goal.
But he will play again. He's got a compound fracture. They can fix that. It's golf. It's not football. He should be able to do this. We saw when Alex Smith came back. If Alex Smith could come back and get cleared to play,
I'm more concerned that Cam Akers blew his Achilles out. I mean, that's just a stud fantasy football running back just off the board. That hurts. I mean, draft season is like a month away.
Just means Daryl Henderson's value goes up.
Yeah, I know, but it's a bummer.
Oh, I know.
It's a bummer.
It sucks for him.
Feel bad for the kid, 22 years old, blown Achilles.
Cakes, there's that crane outside the window.
You think I don't see it out of my peripheral vision?
That thing's going to come smashing in here one day.
Of course I see it. Hopefully it's a quick and swift end. It's nothing prolonged.
You see how many times I spill my coffee, right? You can imagine me running machinery like that, just hitting the wrong lever.
Sure. Could happen.
Could easily
happen.
It
could happen. All end right now.
Right.
Big giant crane arm crashes through the studio.
Terrifying.
By the way, in this video with Tiger and Jada, they're on the range at Rolling Hills Estate, I guess, Country Club.
Yeah.
There's a German Shepherd running around the the driving range.
What's going on there?
Sometimes.
Control your
could be the superintendent.
It could be the supers. Yeah, it probably is the supers, but that's just funny.
Yeah. I don't even know much about Cam Akers, to be honest with you, Cakes.
He had a studly last five or six games of the season last year. I know that.
Right.
For the Rams.
He's played 13 games in his career.
Correct.
Wow.
I think he was a second round pick. Second or third round
second
pick.
Second round pick out of Rams. Florida State.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know much about him, but As soon as I saw that, I said, Cakes is going to be better.
I was salty.
Fantasy implications.
Definitely fantasy implications.
Well, a guy, Dave Richards, quoted in the article that I'm reading on CBS Sportsline, said, Daryl Henderson had some monster weeks playing a place of acres in 2020.
Sean McVay also likes to, he's one of the few guys that likes to workhorse his running backs. He's not filtering guys in, like making a committee. So whoever wins that job is going to have just a primo job as far as running the rock 20 times in a game, which doesn't happen a lot in modern day NFL.
Yeah.
A lot of guys split the load.
You know what? No, there's just more pressure on Matthew Stafford to have a big year.
Absolutely.
Well, Dave Richard also points out, also with Akers gone, don't be surprised if Sean McVay dials up more passes from Matthew Stafford from week to week.
Woo-hoo!
He sees Henderson as a decent number two fantasy running back, but not one he'll reach for.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll start having Dave on in about a month.
Here's what I wouldn't do if I were McVay. I'm not picking up the phone and calling the husk that used to be Le'Veon Bell or Adrian Peterson. I'm just going to give the ball to Henderson and see what Jake Funk can do. And if a young kid in camp impresses me, I'm going to give him the ball too. Not calling like a 33-year-old Adrian Peterson.
Peterson is an option, though. Last year, where he finished in Detroit, 156 carries, 604 yards, 7 TDs.
I mean, he's got a nose for the end zone, but I would.
Frank Gore still out there at 38.
Frank Gore, you know who else is still out there?
Who's 653 yards.
Who's played for McVay?
Todd Gurley.
Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson's out there. Todd Gurley's out there.
Chris Thompson last year, 7 attempts for 20 yards.
Yeah. Well, he got injured too.
Well, that's kind of Chris's.
Well, they also have Xavier Jones in camp. Now, I don't know if he's going to be the two, but he had a bomb last year at SMU.
Right.
He had about 20 touchdowns. So maybe he's one of those young guys who just steps in and he's the number two.
Find the RBs anywhere. I wouldn't be sweating if I were McVay.
You know what would suck is if you had Akers in a keeper league. Then you're distraught.
You mean like Drab T-shirt does in our keeper league?
Correct.
He's probably distraught.
I'm sure he is.
Probably distraught on his vacation. Ruined his vacay when he heard the Cam Akers news.
Didn't I read an article that somebody was coming around? So one of these fantasy gurus, I think, where they're talking about how quarterbacks are going to maybe start going back up the draft boards. That this whole idea that you could
just... You mean in fantasy?
Yes. Yeah. That you could just draft quarterbacks late.
That theory is pretty much dead, especially with the proliferation of the running quarterbacks.
You have the dual threat
if you
guys.
If you don't draft a running quarterback, you better get Aaron Rodgers who throws for 40 touchdowns.
Right, so you have to get a quarterback early.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to spend some early draft capital.
I always thought it was crazy to avoid quarterbacks. I always thought that was
every
crazy.
Time I've had a stud quarterback, I've done well in the league. Yeah,
exactly.
Every time.
Here's who you have to get this year, EB, in your 10 fantasy leagues.
Yeah.
You need...
Might be in one.
You need Josh Allen. You need Kyler Murray. If he plays, you need Deshaun Watson. You need Lamar Jackson. You need... Who am I missing? You probably need Jalen Hurts. You need the dual threat guys. I'm telling you, that is the future. That is the now and the future.
I know we have QB
football.
Quarter of coming up at 8:45. Did you watch the video of Jalen Hurts doing a deadlift?
I heard that he was
like 620 pounds or something.
I did not see
he's
the video.
He's always been a weight room fanatic. I mean, he's just, even in college, he was like that, especially in the lower half.
Yeah.
He's always had very strong legs. So we'll see can he throw the ball? Can he complete passes?
that's a big problem.
Speaking of
we
legs,
know he can run.
Right. I don't think we talked about it, but I know Jason has a love affair with Saquon Barkley. He loves him, the Penn State connection and everything.
I don't know.
They
love
had.
Him. I think he's good. I don't love him. I've never met him.
They had a picture of him like a week or so ago that went viral that Lurch missed. Of his. Did you see it? His legs.
His gigantic legs.
How gigantic and how ripped they were.
Yes.
Now, he's not a tall guy, right? What is he,
5'10", 5'9",
if that? 10,
yeah.
His legs literally look like kegs.
Yeah.
They're massive.
Massive. And just all muscle. Like, I'm guessing that guy could squat 1,000 pounds.
Yeah, guess he was featured in your favorite magazine, The Body Issue, Evie. I seem to see an issue picture of him butt naked here.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
do you have
shredded.
The image of his legs just from, like, last week? I don't know if it was... Somebody captured it.
I see a picture where it doesn't... I mean...
Was it on Instagram or something? I think he was just, like, working out with the Giants. He was wearing shorts and cleats, and his legs are just ridiculous. They look like an elephant's legs, but all muscle cakes.
Well, I saw that they didn't know if he was going to be ready for week one.
Mm-hmm.
That he may miss the start of training camp.
Sounds like some question marks surrounding him.
Yeah. And
like for the first month,
and
of
he
season.
Was hurt in week two last year. That was that's early. A long layoff.
Yeah,
you thought he'd probably be ready, but maybe not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
By the way, we just tweeted the picture of Saquon Barkley and his legs at Junk's Radio if you want to see it. And Eric, yes, though that picture, his legs do look absurd.
Absurd, right?
Yeah.
Are you telling me that guy's not ready to rock? That looks like a current pick.
Hey, it sounds like that he's taking a measured approach to his return.
That amount of muscle, I just don't even know how so flexible you can be.
I mean, how do you have so much muscle?
It looks like a bodybuilder.
He's also just a freak.
From the reports I've seen, it sounds like he could potentially have limited touches in the first month of the season.
Okay. That would
Which
hurt.
As a fantasy football player, you
So has he had setbacks? It's an ACL he's coming back from, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Has he had
He's still ranked in the top five. In fantasy drafts,
I would be terrified to pick him. Terrified to select him.
I don't know if I'd be terrified. I might not pick him number four or five overall.
If I'm picking ninth or tenth and he falls that far, then I'm gonna embrace the value there.
Yeah.
But if I'm sitting at two or three, I don't think I can pick him.
I wouldn't take
I think I'd rather take a Dalvin Cook or a Derrick Henry.
Although Cook's had injuries too. Now last year he had a bomb year. Oh, yep. Henry all day long.
Yeah, of course.
Who's his backup? Devontae Booker's his backup at running back. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I have to ask Dave Richard where he would rank.
I think that's another overhyped team, by the way, to go back to our earlier conversation. There's a lot of people are hyping up the Giants. I think Daniel Jones is going to make that next step. I'm skeptical.
I don't know if they're getting a lot of hype.
I think there's been some hype.
I mean, you're just sensitive because you're so pro fit.
Yeah, anybody in the division. You hate anybody in the division.
I am very pro Fitz.
Yeah.
I'm very bullish on
him. He's already taken down two quarterbacks in the last half hour in the NFC East.
I have?
Yeah, you're ripping Dak Prescott.
No, I was not ripping Dak Prescott. I just said I have question marks as to whether he can get back to what he was.
And you've always been anti-Daniel Jones.
Well, because, I mean, every time he touches the ball, he fumbles it. Well, I think he gets also it to the other team. And let's play Washington.
This is a big year for him.
It's a huge year.
Because this is year three.
Daniel Jones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And obviously they passed on quarterbacks. They could have taken some quarterbacks, and they've decided, all right, Daniel Jones is the guy. This is a big year.
Yeah.
He certainly has to improve on
add Kenny Galladay. They spend a boatload of money on him. They draft Kadarius Toney.
Correct.
They've surrounded him with weapons. There are no more excuses.
So I've heard Kadarius Toney's kind of a nitwit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, kind of a slacker in the workouts. But maybe he'll be good. Who knows?
So during the break, I stumbled onto this article, which has a survey from a questionable site. I've never heard of the Vacationer.
Okay.
But still, it was interesting. It's about the number of people that have had sex on public transportation. And the numbers just blow me away.
So gross.
I can't even believe it.
Public transportation.
Like on a bus, a subway.
Does that include plane?
Plane.
All right.
Bus.
Train.
Train. Taxi. Ferry. We've listed those five.
Who's taking trains in 2021?
Who's taking a ferry? Lurch, have you had sex on a ferry to Baldhead Island? That has not happened.
No, that would be very difficult to do.
They say, days in your day, any of those trolls from Maryland on the subway or?
No, but when he read out that article, I could see a lot of people kind of getting frisky in the back of a cab, taxi cab.
I think the back of a cab or Uber, especially hammered. Like they pick you up at MGM.
Yeah, you're going to go back. You're going to go back to someone's place.
According to
the
numbers,
fun starts a little early.
Yeah,
over 14 million have done in a taxi cab or ride share.
Yeah, they made.
So is that the most popular?
It's Americans. No, it says nearly 23% have said they've done it either in a plane, bus, train, taxi. Right, then they break it down.
All right.
Individually, about 30 million. Yeah. Stated they had sex on a plane. You give me the buzzer on that one. Yeah. It just hasn't happened. Nearly 21 million American adults have done the deed on a bus.
Oh,
I mean, the last time I was on a bus.
On a public bus.
I hate it. But maybe it's one of those buses that goes to like New York or something.
Like a Bolt bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's all kinds of people on
it. Yeah, but maybe it's a half full.
But
it's
maybe
the
they include.
Night,
hold up. Here's the question, though. When they say sex. Like, maybe this
smoke.
Includes Howard Johnson's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe
like, on a bus.
Didn't we have a friend who, on a bachelor party, allegedly, like, not anybody here, but like one of our buddies that lives in Florida, claim that he hooked up with a chick on the plane?
I don't know.
I don't. You'd have to write down the name for me to even remember.
All right. Do we have
remember
that. I'll put it in the Google Hangout. This now, name.
I could see it happening, like, on one of those buses to New York if it's not super full, because I went on one of those 2 or 3 years ago and there were like 8 people on the bus.
No, but so I could see things happening under a blanket, not full straight on sex.
Sure.
But you know, I don't even know what you call it. Is that third base? What do you call that?
Back in the day you would have called it heavy petting.
Well, I don't know. One of the bachelorette contestants who apparently runs a gym who claimed he was a virgin. Okay. Admitted in an interview. I read about this. I don't know the guy from Adam.
He's
30 years
old.
Home. He just got sent home.
Yeah.
But I read about him yesterday. There was some article where he said he has sinned and he does have weaknesses. And then he had two. He hung out with Jeff Smoker twice.
Okay.
So
his big mistake on The Bachelorette, and have the mommy clip queued up. He couldn't stop talking about his relationship with his mom when he's hanging out with Katie, the Bachelorette.
Big turnoff.
Stop talking about your mom
Big
when
turn-off.
You're trying to get with the Bachelorette. It never goes over well.
Jason, do you know that story?
I don't. I mean, I know the name. I just I
Hi, mommy.
Never heard
I
the story.
I heard that, so I'm
Hi,
pretty
mommy.
Sure that name
Thank
is
you,
associated
mommy.
With it.
That's so funny.
I haven't thought about that guy in 20
that's,
years.
That's a funny dude.
That's the only reason why I think about that guy. It's because I remember. So allegedly, he met a chick on the plane, and then by the end of the flight, they were getting it on, like under blankets.
This discussion makes me miss Taxi Cab Confessions.
Oh, it does.
Oh, that used to be a great show.
That was
Can
an awesome
get
show.
One female listener that's had sex on public transportation to call in.
Maybe.
Possibly. You got about a 10% chance. Of
according
that.
To
Can
this,
800-636-1067. No one's going to do it in a bus.
No.
I but I could see a plane.
Plane,
what,
yeah.
What about the White's Ferry? It says 16 no. million people have been having sex
that
on a ferry,
no.
passenger
quick.
Ship, or water taxi.
Okay, maybe the like a Staten Island ferry. The White's Ferry is as big as this table. It's right. so small.
It is pretty small.
Can't do it there.
What about
and the White's Ferry lasted about 3 minutes.
By the way, I don't believe these numbers. They're way too high. Are
way,
you kidding me?
I could never do it on a plane because all I think about when I'm on the plane is the movie that I downloaded that I can't access now on my computer. And it tilts me for the entire flight.
I mean, 23%, okay? So let's just go through this right here. Yeah. There's four of us. That would mean one out of four, but we can include Valdez. We include Linnell.
Yeah.
That's six.
Yeah.
All right. On a plane.
No.
Snakes,
no.
Snakes on a plane?
On a train.
No.
Never.
No.
In a taxi.
No. No.
Have you seen how dirty the back of a taxi is?
On a ferry.
No.
I mean, it's just these are some made up.
That's a garbage site.
Well, it? You said you'd never heard of it.
Vacationer?
I think vacationer.
The wildest thing that I actually have seen this in person. There's a guy that you guys know peripherally who I was having dinner with in a large group in New York City 15 years ago. Okay? I knew him peripherally. He and the waitress were going back and forth at the restaurant. You're going back and forth. They were like breaking each other's balls. They never met each other. Right. The guy was just being a smart ass. She was being a smart ass back. By the end of the night, they were smashing in the bathroom.
Nice.
He's working his game.
True story.
That's hot.
they were going back and forth. And I was like, oh my God. It's like, this guy's game is a 20.
You might introduce 10. A new genre to Valdez.
Here, I'm gonna
waitress porno.
I'm going to type in the name because you know him peripherally, but don't make any reference.
Okay. Y'all know him? Okay.
You know the name, huh? I've told this story before. Cakes, you might.
Names being held to protect the innocent?
Yeah.
I know that name.
Yeah. I saw that happen.
Okay.
Let me see the
that
name.
Was the sickest thing. That was one of the sickest pickups.
This is a mind game.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't see the actual sex, I'm assuming.
No, but I saw him like, I just
went to that. I dumped that.
I don't want to do anything.
Hey, by the way, are you the one that's watching Love Island?
I am not.
Oh, I thought you guys were talking about you were watching Love Island. Anyway, I don't watch those stupid shows. They're the worst things ever created. But one of the cast members from Love Island is from Ashburn, Virginia. He played high school football at Briarwoods High School when Trace was quarterback.
I don't even know what Love Island is.
It's a stupid show.
Okay.
It's one of these
good descriptions.
Just a dumb like dating show, like reality show.
Yeah, it's three girls and like 25 guys on an island, and they just they pick and choose.
Three girls and 25 guys?
I think there's
guys?
Three. I think there's a lot more guys than
that
girls.
Sounds like a Chuck's appearance.
That was the other show.
Standard
Chuck's appearance. You still can't get one female to call in.
It's hard enough to get one guy to call in.
I told you a 10% chance. Yeah. I don't know how many girls and guys
are. I think there's more than that for Love Island.
Anyway.
I think the F-Boy show, which EB talked about last week, was three girls and a bunch of dudes.
Well, the one of the cast members.
Right, with Briarwoods, contestants played football with Trace.
Yeah, played college ball at Minnesota. Couldn't catch a cold.
Right.
But yeah, he's...
What is he, but got some...
Well, he had terrible hands.
Is he like a super attractive dude or something? That's why he's on the show?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at him. Is he... Melvin Holland.
Is he crushing chicks on the show?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give 1 second of my life to that show.
Well, how did you even know he was on it?
Because my buddies were telling me about it.
Uh-huh. Your buddies are watching Love Island? Your 50-year-old buddies?
Probably. Got a couple buddies that are weird that way.
What's the point of Love Island? What's the difference?
Here's what it says here. Love Island involves a group of contestants referred to as islanders living in isolation from the outside world.
Stupid Matt Barzal.
In a villa.
Yeah.
Under constant video surveillance. To survive in the villa, the islanders must be coupled up with another islander, whether it be for love, friendship, or money, as the overall winning couple receives $50,000.
Is it there?
It's kind of. It sounds like sounds like Big Brother meets
Wasn't
Temptation
there one
Island.
Where you're all horned up on an island together, but you're not supposed to.
Right, that's hot to handle.
Too hot to handle.
I think.
Yeah, okay. I've seen that one.
Yes.
They just like lose their money along
the
way.
They get a bunch of horny people, and if you kiss, they deduct $10,000 from the pot.
I think Jason is more partial to Bachelor or Bachelorette in Paradise, where they take all the cast-offs and losers from The Bachelor.
They're all horned up.
All the horny people and stick them on an island together.
Right. With a bunch of alcohol.
With so much alcohol.
That's just the key.
Yeah, tiki bars everywhere.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
Let me know when that one's on.
All right. Should mention, we're going to get back to the NFL coming up at 8:20. Eric Edholm covers the NFL for Yahoo Sports, joins us at 8:20. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9. That's all right here on the Junkies.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.